Good Wednesday morning. This is On the Ground IPSY, a partnership that we're proud to be the media partner with, Concentrate Media, and their embedded reporter who's been working really hard in Ypsilanti over the last, it's almost been a year and a half now, right?
Hasn't just
been
a year.
Just a year. I keep telling just you it's over been a year, year and a half. It feels like much longer
beginning
than
of
that
July.
For good reasons. It feels like you've been here longer for good reasons, yes. Brianna, not bad reasons. But that was the voice of Brianna Kelly, their embedded reporter, who we're happy to have come here every Wednesday morning and tell you about the great work she's doing for Concentrate Media as part of this project, this On the Ground IPSY project. And the general philosophy about it is they saw a need, and a bunch of community organizations saw a need to have more coverage of what's happening in Ypsilanti to kind of grow the community, bring it forward, overcome issues. You know, we're talking about those sorts of things. This is a kind of a grown folk conversation going on here about the problems IPSY's facing, but the people that are on the ground every day, working towards solutions. So, Brianna, welcome.
Thank you.
Where can we find you again?
ConcentrateMedia.com.
Okay. Concentrate A2 on
Facebook.
Concentrate Media on
Instagram,
but Concentrate A2 on
Twitter. Yes, you got
all right.
it.
All right.
We did it finally.
It only took a year and a half or just a little over a year, depending on how you're measuring it. And who did you talk to this week? What's your story that we can find? By the way, you can find all those links if you forget all that. WEMU.org. That's probably easier for you to remember as a WEMU listener. But who did you chat with this week and what was the topic?
My story that published this morning is about the ways that several churches are getting involved in the community and help filling in the gaps and resources that they see are needed.
And we have a great faith-based community, I think, in our community. And it's not something that people see in the media all that much. Even though you're right, I mean, I grew up in a relatively poor Catholic church, and I know firsthand the works that they did in the community, and a lot of it flew under the radar because they weren't doing it for adulation or praise. They were doing it because they wanted to serve the community that they were a part of. And those needs change wherever the church may be or wherever, you know, the community it might be, and obviously it's going to change a lot. So you brought a pastor with you this morning. We're going to get a firsthand perspective about how they do things at his church. So introduce us to your guest this morning.
I brought Pastor Jason Robinson of Reach Church, which is located at 401 South Adams Street on the south side of IPSY.
Hey, Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And thank
you for having me.
Coming in to talk about your church, certainly, and your church community. So first, introduce yourself. You know, how long have you been here? How long have you been part of the community? Tell us a little bit about your church.
Yeah. Pastor Jason Robinson, we started the church in 2014. I'm actually a transplant to Michigan and also a transplant to Ypsilanti, so I'm kind of an outsider. I got to this area in 2011. I was living in Canton, Michigan, and working in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I was kind of able to learn a little bit about the Ypsilanti community through my job at the time. I was a college advisor with University of Phoenix and started meeting people from IPSY and a lot of young people, and just kind of got a heart between that and then also my position as an associate pastor at Canton Christian Fellowship. And 2014, God gave us the vision to start a ministry here. So we moved here in 2014 and been here ever since. So I'll be here 4 years in September.
So I think the best way probably to find you would be to come swing by Reach Church, right, on 401 South Adams there. But if we want to find you on the internet, is there an easy way to do that?
Yeah, I am on Instagram.
Okay.
It is Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, underscore J, J-A-Y, underscore Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Right. And everybody calls me Pastor Jay, so
right. You know. Well, we'll call you Pastor Jay too.
If you say Pastor Robinson, people may not know who you're talking about.
All right, so Pastor Jay, you said you were called, that you felt like you were called to start this ministry in this community. So talk a little bit about that. Did you see a need that you felt like a church like this could fill?
Yeah, well, twofold. Number one, I think it was kind of what God was doing in my heart. I saw that for the church to kind of have viability in the future, that we needed to do ministry in a different way. And then the second one was just the need. When I was working at University of Phoenix, I was engaging a lot of students with in Ypsilanti, and I would be inviting them to church. And everybody said, hey, I believe in God. You know, even some say, hey, I read my Bible. I believe in Jesus. I just don't do church, you know, and everybody had kind of a horror story in their past of why they didn't go to church. And when we started Reach Church, basically it was kind of out of the philosophy, kind of take away anything that would prevent a person from having a relationship with Jesus, whether it be tradition, whether it be things that people didn't understand. So, you know, my main focus as a pastor, if someone walks through the door and Reach Church for the very first time, having ever been to church, I want them to understand everything that's going on, and also feel like they're family. You know, sometimes if you go into a church and you haven't been in church ever, you know that you are an outsider. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to create an environment where anybody that came in felt like an insider from day one. You didn't know the difference between the members or the person who was there for the first time. So that was kind of just our heart, was just to kind of create an environment and a family here in this community. But it's some great churches that were doing it and have been doing it long before us. We just really just want to kind of focus on a certain segment of the population, those who were de-churched or unchurched or didn't know the gospel at all.
And Brianna, you mentioned, we were chatting a little bit before this, that there's about a little over 20 churches just in the city limits of Ypsilanti.
Right.
So for you, Pastor Jay, this isn't a critique of what they're doing. It's just everything's finding a niche, I think, at this point. With that number of churches in a smaller community like Ypsilanti, you've got to be serving a pretty specific community in a specific way. So you've been doing this about 4 years. Where's your membership at? I mean, how many people are you seeing on a typical Sunday?
Yeah, well, we have a membership of over 300 people.
Okay.
We see about 125 people on a Sunday. So that's from starting just, me, my wife, and kids, and, just hitting the street and evangelizing. So God has, blessed us. I think one of the unique things about reaching, what we're kind of known for, is reaching young adults. We have a pretty strong population of Eastern Michigan students that come to the university, come from the university to the church. So I think that's kind of been our niche, is kind of reaching that young adult, individuals, a lot of individuals who hadn't been in church at all, and then individuals who just were de-churched, just wasn't going to church at all. So that's kind of been our niche, is just to kind of pull those back into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
So Brianna mentioned that the focus of this week, the piece she was doing, was the work that the churches are doing in the faith-based community in our community. So talk a little bit about that. I mean, you mentioned that you're serving a younger audience, college students specifically, but I'm assuming that most of your congregation probably fairly younger if you're serving that. But talk a little bit about your church community. What's kind of a typical Reach Church person, or if there isn't a typical one, what's the pattern look like of who's walking through your doors, and what needs do you see you're serving in that community, just your church community and the community as a whole?
Yeah, well, the vision of our church, everything that we do comes from the vision of our church. The vision of our church is to be a church where the lost are found, the found are equipped, and the equipped are sent. And so all of our activities are centered around our vision. And the first one is, evangelism. The second one is really training and equipping our people with the word of God to, live the abundant life that Jesus called us to live. I'm a big believer, and I know this because this is what happened in my life, was that all of us have a purpose. And when we find the purpose in which we were created, my job as a pastor actually equip people to live out their God-given purpose. So that's the second phase. And then the third phase is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, as it talks about in Ephesians chapter number 4. So giving our people opportunities to use their gifts to serve the community, and really to discover who they are by benefiting the community that we're in. And so everything that we do is basically centered around those things. To more specifically answer your question, two things that we've done specifically: we formed a community impact team. Our community impact team serves between 6 to 8 community service events throughout the year. And out of that community impact team, we have about 4 staple events that we do every year to serve the community.
And tell us about those. What do you got going on?
Well, on Thanksgiving, we do Thrive and Revive. Last year, we gave away over 300 backpacks at the Park Ridge Summer Festival. This year, we're serving there again. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do. We're really kind of asking, okay, what was the best need to be done there? Two Sundays ago, we gave away community scholarships to YCS students, Kenyatta Allen, also Sheree King. They both got $500 scholarships from our church. We've served with SOS Community Services for their holiday drive. They've used Reach Church. We do a lot of stuff, but the main thing that we've tried to do is really kind of mobilize individuals. I'm a big believer that the ministry actually comes out of the people. And so once my people have say, you know, have shown, hey, there's a need in this community or there's a need for helping kids, and we come alongside and say, how can the church equip to do that? Just this past Sunday, we do every first Sunday, we do a feeding for the community breakfast. And there's some churches, some great community organizations that feed individuals. But we saw a need for the weekends. Individuals wasn't getting, you know, good meals. And so every first Sunday now, we're doing that. We're hoping to do it every Sunday.
And you don't have to be a member of the church. You just show up.
No,
and you'll help anybody that has an expressed desire for.
You know, I think that's the biggest key is if you do it, you know, to make a person a member or something like that or whatever, you know, people can kind of pick up on that. You know, so we've always tried to do things just to serve. Like, so for a lot of times, a lot of events, we've been sponsors for the events. And, you know, I've purposely told the individuals who were doing the events, don't put us on the flyers, don't put us on the T-shirts, because some things you just do it because you're just there to serve. And so, but, you know, at the end of the day, we would love for them to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. But if a person comes and eats and walks out the door and that's the way that we can serve them at that particular time, then that's totally fine.
We had an election yesterday, obviously, the primary elections here in Washtenaw County, all over the state of Michigan. I know that a lot of reporting is being done about the intersection of faith and politics. So from your perspective, just in your own church and your own life, you know, talk a little bit about how you feel the where that intersection should lie, and in your own congregation or your own church, where does it lie? I mean, are you talking politics every week, or are you just kind of like welcoming everybody with open arms, regardless of whether they're blue, red, purple, whatever?
Yeah, well, I think everything has to have a balance. You know, the political system affects everybody in the community, and also affects the churches as well. I've tried to create an environment, whether you are Democrat, Libertarian, Republican, you feel welcomed at Reach Church. I don't preach politics from the pulpit, especially with our landscape where so many people are turned off by Christianity and the Bible because for some reason, you know, being a Christian has become synonymous with being a Republican or, you know, a certain, you know, political party. So I purposely have stayed away from that. But we do address issues that affect politics when it goes against the word of God, or if there's just, you know, injustices in the land. I believe that God has given us a mandate to be a prophetic voice. So, you know, we have spoken against issues depending upon who was in office. But, you know, I'll just give an example of this current administration. There's been some things that have happened and I've addressed it from my pulpit, not because I was against a Republican or against a Democrat or trying to be political, but I wanted our people to know what does the Bible say about this issue. There are some things that the Bible are just clear about. And so we want to make sure that that our people have a biblical centered view of the world and not a Democratic view or Republican view.
What time's your services on Sunday? When can we come find you?
Man, 10 o'clock sharp. We start right at 10 o'clock, 401 South Adams Street, Ypsilanti, Michigan. We are right south of the library on Michigan Avenue, so it's really, really easy to find.
And you mentioned the first Sundays you have the meal. Are there other activities you do on a regular basis? I mean, do you have a Bible study? Do you have, you know, other things?
Yeah,
going
absolutely.
On at the church during the week?
A lot of stuff. The best way to kind of find out right now, our website is being redesigned, but you know, the best way to find us is on Facebook. We always post our events on Facebook. Can I give one plug though?
Oh, sure.
On September the 13th, Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace University, we are hosting Financial Peace University at our church. So it's for two individuals who are looking to get out of debt and also individuals who are looking to manage their money, build wealth. When we look at the Bible gives us principles for everything a part of our life, and our finances is one of them. So on September the 13th, we start a 9-week course. And you can register a couple of ways. You can go to our Facebook page. There's a link on our Facebook page to register. Or you can just go on the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University website. I don't know the exact address, but just Google Dave
Google
Ramsey.
Google is your friend.
And type in Ypsilanti, Michigan, and you can register on that way as well.
Right. And now I'm going to plug one of our things. I'm going to invite you to it. We have a community calendar at WEMU.org. And we were actually talking, I think Brianna and I were talking a few months ago about there's not a lot of events on there from the faith-based community, especially in Western Washtenaw or Eastern Washtenaw County. We would love for you to put these types of events
Absolutely.
On there. So please, it's free. It's open to anybody in our community, no matter what your background is, as long as it's a community-friendly type mm-hmm. event, you know, not exclusionary or you don't use a lot of swear words or say these type of people can't come. You can feel free to post your events on. I'm not saying that you would do that. This is a general announcement. We discourage that kind of stuff at WEMU.org, but we'd love to have your events up on there in the calendar as well.
And then just, you know, in our general events on Tuesday nights are our Bible study. We give a free meal on Tuesday night. So if individuals are, you know, coming from work, they can come by and, you know, get a free meal. We do it from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And then also on first and second Sundays is our Reach Kids ministry. That's fifth grade and below. And our student ministry was for teenagers on third and fourth Sundays. And this year, starting in September, we really want to be intentional about reaching our college students. So we want to bribe them whatever way we can, man, for them to become part of our family. So on second Sundays, every second Sunday at 10 o'clock, right after service, is a free home cooked meal for all of our students to come. And
I've heard college kids like free food. So.
Oh, man, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
and so,
you know, you got students that are living here that come from all over. I mean, a lot of them come from the Metro Detroit area.
But and you need the relationships.
Right, yeah, and they might be looking for a new church home while they're away at college, or maybe they've never had a church home. So good. I want a little insider info. I know that you're not from this area. So I've always heard there's a nice community of pastors in this area, in our community, that kind of help each other. They talk to each other. They, you know, talk about the community's needs, what they're doing, work with each other. How did you enter into that when you came into this area, and how did you use that?
Yeah, I think it's essential, you know, for anybody that has started a church in this area, in any area. The one thing that I didn't want to come in with was the kind of savior mentality, like, you know, Reach Church was going to be the, you know, the be all to be all.
The best church Ypsilanti's
ever
seen.
Yeah, like we're the first ones who read the Bible. We're the first one who fed the poor and all this stuff. Because it's
you're going to build the stairway to heaven.
It's just false. I mean, it's a lot of individuals. A lot of churches have been doing great work in this community before us or whatever. What I've tried to do is just through relationship, reach out to pastors in the community, sit down on breakfast with them. There's been some people in this community that just have opened doors for me. One has been Pastor Jerry Hatter. When we rented the church building, we probably had about 8 people coming to our Bible study, and I just told my members it's time for us to get a building and launch the church. And they were looking at me like, seriously, dude, you know? And, you know, we didn't have a history of, you know, building a church or nothing like that. And Pastor Hatter and, the members and trustees of Brown Chapel, man, they had faith in us and allowed us to grow. So, you know, Pastor Hatter, and they do great things for the community. Pastor George Waddles from Second Baptist Church. Pastor Victoria Jane. Those are some of the ones who have, you know, just opened the door for Reach Church to do what we've done. And what we try to do is we try to purposely kind of see what the other churches and community organizations were doing it and not duplicate services, but kind of come alongside and fill a need. And I think that we see a lot of cooperation in our community. Man, I believe that Ypsilanti is on the verge of a renaissance, and not just because I'm here.
but I got to know, is there some secret meeting of pastors? Do you like Monday nights at 6 o'clock, you go to a secret back room of a restaurant and just talk about church stuff?
Like
and,
the Illuminati?
If it is one, I can't tell you. So
maybe you haven't been here long enough. 5 years, next year. We'll circle back with you next year and ask if you've been invited to the secret club. But that's great to know. And you know what? I want you to do me a favor. Next time you talk to these pastors, let them know that WEMU was friendly to you and that we want to invite them to get on this community calendar. We want that to be part of every piece of our community, not just the people that listen to the station every day, although we'd love to have you listening every day. But we would really love a greater variety of events on there. And we see that hole that there's not a lot from the faith-based community ending up on that calendar. We'd we'd love to have it there. So please share.
Absolutely. And I just say one thing. One of the great things I think that Brianna's doing and you guys are doing with this is that one of the barriers that we do have in the faith-based community here is that because it is a smaller community, it's difficult at times to get the word out. Mm-hmm. And so mediums like this helps us get the word out, make sure that we knowing, kind of what other churches are doing, what community organizations are doing. And so I just praise God for just an opportunity to come on today and kind of just let people know what we're doing in the community. So,
well, you know, what we do pales in comparison. You got boots on the ground out there every day. So thank you for that. I do have one last question. I was raised Catholic. How much kneeling is involved in an average Reach Church service on a Sunday? Because we're talking about this a little beforehand. I got creaky knees, too. I'm 40 years old now.
I'll be 40 this year as well. So I went to a Catholic high school outside of Gary, Indiana, and I went in some of my grade school was in Catholic as well. So every time my knee pops, I can't help but think it has something to do with me kneeling in Catholic church. But no kneeling at Reach unless the Holy Spirit just kind of hits you and just knocks you out. But
just sign up a new member there since there's no kneeling.
Yeah, no kneeling. A lot of raising of hands, but no kneeling involved. Right.
Thank you, Pastor Jay. Thank you so much. We'll link to your Instagram, or if Brianna has it in her story, we'll make sure that people can find you if they want to find you there and on Facebook. Thanks for being here this morning as part of On the Ground Ipsy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You can find all this at WEMU.org. We'll link to everything that we just talked about. This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station, WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.